Woodhouse has been a trusted partner in your everyday since 1975. Shop for your next vehicle with the home team at Woodhouse and the official auto dealer of Nebraska Athletics. Back one more time here on Sports Nightly as we listen back to Nebraska baseball's Big Ten Tournament Championship game against UCLA on May 25th. We've reached the ninth inning with the Huskers on top 5-0. Ty Horn completed 8 dazzling innings for the Big Red on the mound, but his day is done. Here for the conclusion of the game are Ben McLaughlin and Nick Handley.
When the coaches first told us about Casey Dice, the first thing he told us, he's got no heartbeat. Well, he's going to need it today. First pitch of the inning. Strike one at the knees. Right-handed hitting. Roman Martin is 1-for-3. The pitch. Just a touch low, 1-1. Dice, the senior right-hander. He'll work from the stretch, the pitch. Just missed. Low and outside. That was a quality spot from Casey. And it's 2-1. The pitch. Fouled off to the right and out of play. Count has squared up. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Crowd trying to help Casey through this first at bat. Here's the 2-2. Line drive, base hit center field. Good start for UCLA in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Not a bad pitch from Dice. It was low and out of the zone, and Roman Martin just ripped it up the middle. Here's AJ Salgado. Dice more than capable of a ground ball. You'd love one at an infielder here. 5-0 Huskers, leadoff base hit for UCLA. The pitch, outside, ball one. 5-0 Nebraska. Dice brings it in. That's a strike on the corner. 1-1. Plenty of action behind Casey if he needs help. Stokes way off the bag at third. Here's the pitch. Chewed him up, ground ball just over the head of Dice. Stokes fields, throws out at first. Big first out recorded, and just as I said, Stokes does not make that play if he's in his normal position.
Now, the most challenging part about that play, Ben, was him to gather his feet. He overhands that throw, but still able to control his arm to make an accurate throw on the run. That's not an easy play once you gather it. He's just been so solid in replacement of Joshua Overbeek.
Runner at second. And it's Peyton Brennan, another left-handed hitter. The pitch, fouled off to the left, 0-1. And more importantly, Dice has found the strike zone again.
Oh, this is interesting, Ben, because I think he did a good sale job. Luke Broderick is in the bullpen throwing.
The 0-1. Checked his swing on a pitch outside. 1 ball, 1 strike. Brennan is 0-for-3. 1 ball, 1 strike. 1 out. Dice's pitch. Strike 2, inner half. Husker crowd to their feet once more. Casey has the sign. And the pitch. Called strike 3. Inside corner. 2 gone. Huskers and out away. And the last hope for the Bruins is Blake Baltz. Balt's a left-handed hitter against the right-handed throwing senior Casey Dice. Casey steps off, uses his disengagement. 15,000 on hand to try and help Dice through the finish line. Here's the pitch. High ball one. Nebraska trying to cap another improbable run to a conference crown. The 1-0. Outside, two balls, no strikes. There's no doubt, even with a guy who doesn't show any emotion, the heart rate's got to be through the roof right now. Dice holds the 2-0. Outside, three balls, no strikes.
You climb back into it here.
Dice has to come all the way back. The pitch. Strike, 3-1. All the Husker fans on their feet trying to help Casey Dice and the Huskers. Casey to the letters. The 3-1 pitch. Strike two. And it's full. Here we go. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Dice has the sign. He collects the 3-2 pitch. Strike three called. Casey Dice finishes it for Nebraska. The dog pile is on. The Nebraska Cornhuskers have run the table and run it back. Back-to-back Big Ten tournament champions. With the guardian angel watching over this team, Nebraska runs through the field here in Omaha and have earned themselves a regional bid. Nebraska knocks off their second-ranked opponent in as many days. The Cornhuskers shut out the 13th-ranked Bruins 5-0 after eight masterful innings from Ty Horn. All eyes now on Selection Monday tomorrow afternoon. And Jackson Brockett, hand them that trophy. They have done it.
Incredible to this team. Went through the beginning of the year, the emotional turmoil, the injuries, just a slow start to the conference season against this UCLA team in that 11 days in California we'll never forget, even though we wanted to. You got to believe, partner, that made this team so much stronger. When Will Bolt said it 3 weeks ago that he felt this team was playing their best baseball at the right time, there's your proof right there.
Nebraska 5, UCLA nothing.
What an incredible run through the Big Ten tournament. Nebraska finishes off UCLA 5-0, winning the tournament for the second straight season. That sealed a bid in the NCAA tournament, and although their run in the postseason would come to a disappointing end in Chapel Hill just a few days later, the Husker team and fans would be able to take pride in their run through the Big Ten tournament in Omaha. The Huskers Radio Network Broadcast Center is sponsored by Acres, the Midwest's premier John Deere dealer, supplying the equipment and service to advance agriculture and much more. Acres, solutions for every field. That's going to do it for tonight's show. Again, thanks for listening, as we have a week full of best of shows this week due to moving our equipment into a new studio. We will be back with live shows next week. Until tomorrow, thanks to all of you for tuning in. Have a great night.
Hit us up on the text line. Text 402-413-2400 with your Husker thoughts.